Cambridge Key English Test 6 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. This is the Cambridge Key English Test, Paper 2, Listening. Test number 1. There are 5 parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. We will now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Here is an example. How many people were at the meeting?
Were there many people at the meeting?
About 30.
That's not many.
No, but more than last time.
The answer is 30, so there is a tick in box C. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. What must the man turn off?
Let's go or we'll be late. Did you turn off the lights upstairs?
Yes, but wait a minute. I can hear the radio in the kitchen.
Oh dear, that's the television. I was watching the news. Can you go and turn it off and I'll start the car?
OK.
Now listen again.
Let's go or we'll be late. Did you turn off the lights upstairs?
Yes, but wait a minute. I can hear the radio in the kitchen.
Oh dear, that's the television. I was watching the news. Can you go and turn it off and I'll start the car?
OK.
Where's the girl's pen?
Where's my blue pen? I'm sure I put it in my bag.
Oh, sorry. I used it to do my homework and I left it on the table in the kitchen.
I can't see it.
Oh, I know. It's by the phone. I used it again to take a message and forgot to put it back in your bag. I'll get it for you.
Now listen again.
Where's my blue pen? I'm sure I put it in my bag.
Oh, sorry. I used it to do my homework and I left it on the table in the kitchen.
I can't see it.
Oh, I know. It's by the phone. I used it again to take a message and forgot to put it back in your bag. I'll get it for you.
What will the boy do this evening?
Are you going to practice your guitar with your friends here this evening?
Matthew's playing in a football match tonight, so we're going to do it tomorrow.
Will you wash the car for me then? It's very dirty.
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to go and watch Matthew play. I'll do the car for you at the weekend.
Now listen again.
Are you going to practice your guitar with your friends here this evening?
Matthew's playing in a football match tonight, so we're going to do it tomorrow.
Will you wash the car for me then? It's very dirty.
Sorry, Mum. I'm going to go and watch Matthew play. I'll do the car for you at the weekend.
What animals did they see on their holiday?
Did you see any monkeys when you were on holiday in Kenya?
Lots of them, but we weren't so lucky with the lions.
Oh, that's a pity. What about elephants?
Not this time.
But we're going back next year, so maybe we'll see some elephants then.
Now listen again.
Did you see any monkeys when you were on holiday in Kenya?
Lots of them, but we weren't so lucky with the lions.
Oh, that's a pity. What about elephants?
Not this time. But we're going back next year, so maybe we'll see some elephants then.
Five. What does the man want to buy?
Do you think this sweater will look nice with my jacket?
The colour isn't quite right. What about that lovely blue shirt over there?
It is nice, but I've got lots of shirts already. I need something warm to wear under my jacket.
Well, let's look in another shop then.
Now listen again.
Do you think this sweater will look nice with my jacket?
The colour isn't quite right. What about that lovely blue shirt over there?
It is nice, but I've got lots of shirts already. I need something warm to wear under my jacket.
Well, let's look in another shop then.
This is the end of part one.